And good evening, ladies and gentlemen, on this December 29th, 2008 edition of the Pipe Report. I apologize if I sound like I'm doing my usual shtick Saturday morning when I introduce the Liberty Hour. But as they say, you cannot teach an old dog new tricks. As you have no doubt figured out, being the very smart, intelligent listening audience that you are, this is not Mike Piper, but his evil twin, Mark Glenn, cover reporter with American Free Press newspaper. Please check it out on the Internet at AmericanFreePress.net. As I mentioned, it is December the 29th, 4 days after Christians and Muslims around the world celebrate the birthday of Jesus Christ. And within a day or so of us celebrating that day, of course, this horrible bombardment was begun against the Palestinian Christians and Muslims in Gaza. According to the latest news report, there are over 300 people dead, 1,800 casualties. Mike and I were doing the math earlier tonight when he called to ask me to fill in for him. And proportionate to the population of Gaza, which is about 1.5 million people, if the same thing were to happen here in the United States, we would be talking about somewhere around 500,000 people who had been killed. Of course, given the fact that Israel has cut off supplies to Gaza, such as food, water, medicine, fuel to run generators, fuel to run pumps, to flush the sewage out of the cities, that number of 1,800 casualties is going to rise because these people simply will not be able to get the medical care that they need to survive these horrible wounds that they have sustained. I am a little bit speechless over this, ladies and gentlemen. I think dumbfounded really is the right word for it, because other than a few pockets out there, basically the people who should be caring about this aren't. I spent a good portion of the day today on the computer reading news stories about what is taking place. Certainly there is a lot of protests going on around the world, particularly among the Arab and Muslim communities. But as far as the Christian world goes, it has been, well, they have been as quiet as church mice, as the saying goes, quiet as church mice. I usually kind of regret not making it to Mass on Sundays. This weekend I had a good excuse to, the fact that we've gotten about 7 feet of snow here in the last 2 weeks. But then, after I thought about it, I thought, no, I'm glad I didn't go to Mass, because I know from whether it was from the pulpit or whether it was afterwards watching people shove donuts down their throats, there would have been absolutely no awareness, and if I had bothered to bring it up, I would have been treated like I was a space alien or something like that. Anyway, as usual, our phone number is 800-313-9443. In case you haven't figured it out yet, the topic of discussion tonight is going to be the Holocaust that is taking place in Gaza. And I think that we're going to be covering some pretty controversial things here, which obviously no one listening to this radio station is stranger to. So there is the music indicating we're going to our first break. When we come back, we will continue with this along with your phone calls. Everybody stay tuned. We will be right back.
Personal information should stay personal, but the growth of contactless ID cards, passports, and credit cards, and the proliferation of RFID has caused an increased threat to sensitive personal information, with the risk potential for RFID-enabled contactless cards to be read without your permission. Introducing Secure Sleeve and Secure Badge Holder products from Identity Stronghold. If you have a credit, debit, or transit card with a contactless smart card system, you need Identity Stronghold. If you have an employee ID, proximity card, you need Identity Stronghold. If you have a government employee PIV, CAC, or TWIC card, you need Identity Stronghold. If you received your passport within the last 2 years, you need Identity Stronghold. Identity Stronghold Secure Sleeve and Secure Badge Holder create a barrier to RF signals necessary to power and communicate with RFID-enabled smart cards and passports. Protect your personal information. Visit IDStronghold.com today or phone 800-610-2770 because personal information should stay personal.
Hi, this is Tommy John. I may not be pitching for the major leagues anymore, but that doesn't mean I don't like to stay active. But like you, I get those pesky joint pains that come with age. So I take GoFlex. GoFlex is the 1-2 punch to knock out pain. It has an FDA-approved cream to quickly relieve joint pain and a doctor-approved vitamin that will guard your mobility and flexibility. So if you're suffering from pains associated with arthritis or the aches that come with age, GoFlex will help you. I know firsthand what pain is like. Years ago, they did a surgery on my arm so famous that they named it after me, the Tommy John surgery. Today, I don't let joint pain slow me down, and neither should you. If you're suffering from minor aches and pains, even the kind associated with arthritis, try GoFlex, risk-free. Thanks to GoFlex, even at my age, I can still throw batting practice.
To order GoFlex risk-free, dial 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848. 800-362-5848.
Toxic heavy metals. They're in the air we breathe, water we drink, our food, products we use, objects we touch, and they negatively impact our health by building up within the body over time. But now, toxic metals can be mobilized in a safe, effective manner with Chelarex from scienceformulas.com. Chelarex is an oral chelator developed from Dr. Alan Greenberg's clinical experience with heavy metal poisoning during his 25 years of medical practice. Chelarex contains absolutely zero synthetic chelation agents, which frequently cause adverse side effects. Chelarex contains all natural ingredients that enhance the body's natural mechanisms for excreting heavy metals and protects against reabsorption. Chelarex effectively mobilizes mercury, aluminum, lead, and 15 other heavy metals. Try Chelarex now from scienceformulas.com with this RBN special offer. Purchase 2 bottles, get 1 free with free shipping. Limited time offer. Go to scienceformulas.com. That's scienceformulas.com. Chelarex. Chelation of toxic heavy metals the way nature intended.
And we're back, ladies and gentlemen. I want to start off this section by thanking my very good friend, Mike Piper, for once again giving me the honor of filling in for him. I don't know if he is aware of it or not. I know he's heard me say it enough times, but I really do consider it quite an honor to be able to do this. My wife often, teases me, and she says, did you ever think the day would come when you started reading The Spotlight 16 years ago? Did you ever think the day would come when Michael Collins Piper would be calling you up and asking you to fill in for his radio program? And I said, the only thing that would have been more unbelievable than that would have been if somebody had walked into Italian class the first day that you walked in and told me that you were going to be my wife. Anyway, having said that, want to talk about the situation in Gaza. It's got me very troubled. It's got a lot of people very troubled, not enough people, and certainly not the right people who should be troubled. I wrote a piece that I put out on the Internet yesterday that has been causing a bit of a stir out there. It's called The Hanukkah Massacre on Gaza, Judaism in its Finest Hour. Now, as all of you listening to this radio program know, there is this big push these days to try to differentiate between Zionism, which is this racist, violent political movement that began in the 19th century, with a man named Theodor Herzl, versus the holy religion of Judaism. Of course, we know all about the fuzzy-wuzzy rabbis of Neturi Karta, who get a lot of big press by going out and protesting and lecturing, saying that Zionism and Judaism are two completely different creatures. One is the lion and the other is the lamb, that Judaism is a religion of God, and all the rest of that. Well, I wrote this piece. As many of you know, I do not subscribe to that notion. And furthermore, I do not subscribe to the notion that all of our problems with the quote-unquote Jewish issue began with this book known as Talmud. I've been spending a lot of time going back over this thing known as the Old Testament. I know some of you out there are going to roll your eyes and say, oh, here he goes again. He is on this, he's on this kick right now. But the fact of the matter is, ladies and gentlemen, we are in the middle of a plague right now. This disease is destroying everything. You have the real life destruction that is taking place in areas such as Gaza and the West Bank and Iraq and Afghanistan, and tomorrow it will be Iran and Syria and Pakistan. And make no mistake about it, that destruction, that practical, real destruction, is going to touch all of us in a very personal way, because we are paying for it with our tax dollars. Some of us are sending off our loved ones to fight and die in these wars. So it's not this theoretical thing that's just out there and it happens to affect other people and we are removed from it by five or six spaces or something like that. No, this is a very real, tangible thing. It is a plague. It is destroying not only our country, but the entire Western world. Now, as with any plague, and by the way, I chose that word plague very carefully because we know that that word plays very prominently in the Old Testament. You have Moses going to Pharaoh, and he is bringing these plagues upon Egypt because Pharaoh, mean old Pharaoh, is being really nasty to the poor little old Israelites. Now, with any plague, with any disease, and I know this having grown up in a medical family, I spent summers at my grandfather's doctor's office. He had hoped that I would follow in his footsteps as his two sons did and become a doctor. And he made it very, he was always tutoring me, lecturing me, saying the most important part of curing anything is that you have to get your diagnosis correct. If it's a virus, you don't bother throwing antibiotics at it because antibiotics won't have any effect on a virus. So this issue of diagnosing the problem properly is the most important part in curing this disease. Now, this disease that we find ourselves in right now goes back way past this book known as the Babylonian Talmud or the Palestinian Talmud or the Jerusalem Talmud or anything else that you want to call it. This article that I am talking about that I wrote for this week's AFP, The Hanukkah Massacre on Gaza, Judaism in its Finest Hour. I start off the article by lifting a quote right out of the Old Testament, right out of the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 7, 1 through 8. And it reads as follows, quote, "When the Lord your God brings you into the land you are to possess and casts out the many peoples living there, you shall then slaughter them all and utterly destroy them. You shall make no agreements with them, nor show them any mercy. You shall destroy their altars, break down their images, cut down their groves, and burn their graven images with fire. For you are a holy people unto the Lord thy God, and he has chosen you to be a special people above all others upon the face of the earth." Now, ladies and gentlemen, as I pointed out, this did not come out of the Talmud. This did not come from Maimonides or any of these other characters whose names we have gotten more familiar with lately than we were in years past. This comes right out of the Old Testament, the book of Deuteronomy. And in essence, in that one paragraph, that basically sums up this thing that we have been dealing with now for thousands of years, known as the Jewish problem. You have a group of people being led by other men who are hearing voices telling them that you are to slaughter these people, destroy them, make no agreements with them, show them no mercy. You shall destroy their altars, break down their images, cut down their groves, for you are a holy people, and God has chosen you to be a special people above all others upon the face of the earth. Now, I know that there are some of you out there, particularly of the Christian identity species, who are going to be very incensed over what I just said. But I am asking you, I am challenging you, I'm begging you, using all of the rules of reason and rationality and the scientific method and everything else that we in the West have come to embrace as part of an enlightened society, you tell me where I'm wrong. You tell me where I'm wrong. This whole business begins when a penniless nomad named Abraham is wandering out in the desert, and he starts hearing voices in his head telling him that he has been chosen above all other people, that all of the world is going to be blessed because of him, that he's going to be given all of this land and wealth and power. And finally, this voice in his head tells him, "And I will bless those who bless thee, and I will curse those who curse thee." That is the start of the whole affair in which we find ourselves right now. Now, I'll admit, this is very uncomfortable stuff for me too, ladies and gentlemen, because basically what we're talking about here is treating an issue, opening up the books here and asking questions that have not been asked, at least for the last 2,000 years as far as the post-Christian era is concerned, right? I mean, as Christians, and certainly as a good little Catholic boy, as I have been for the last 42 years, it's just an accepted thing that this thing known as the Old Testament, there's no barrier between it and the New Testament. But yet I cannot help but look at these things. And believe me, this passage that I just read for you right now, this is just one of dozens and dozens of similar passages. To my own horror, I found out that there was a passage where the Israelites were commanded to go into the area that today is basically Palestine. They were told to kill all the men, women, and children, but the little girls who had never slept with a man, they were to keep for themselves. Now, I may be oversimplifying this. I may be way out on a limb here, but it seems to me, ladies and gentlemen, fellow earthlings, lovers of humanity, we find ourselves at the brink of destruction right now because we did not deal with this issue the way we were supposed to when Jesus Christ came along and said, "It's over with. It's over. Flush it down the toilet. Don't even look back behind you. Let it go." We'll be right back.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Pain. It's a warning signal to the body, the same as that warning buzzer is to your car. They both are signals that you have trouble that needs attention. Cutting the wire to the warning sound sure doesn't fix the problem of the car, and taking a pill to numb the brain to kill the pain sure doesn't fix the problem of the body either. If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired all the time, try Lee's Fountain of Youth. Be clean, healthy, happy, and young. Call 740-783-0021 today. The Lord didn't make the body to have pain. That is just a warning signal to get your attention that the body has a problem and you need to fix it, not take a pill to numb the brain. Lee's Fountain of Youth works with Mother Nature to clean the body and jumpstart your circulation to heal your cells. The Fountain of Youth is the only thing in the world with the same universal electrical energy as the body, and just 2 hours in the fountain will pull the heavy metal toxins out. Visit leesfountainofyouth.com or call to ask about your free visit to Lee's Fountain of Youth, 740-783-0021. That's 740-783-0021.
Take a stand for health. Life Change Tea. We ship worldwide. France, Germany, London, Australia, Finland, and more. Join the thousands that are making the step for a healthy body. Flush out toxins. Lower blood sugar levels. Annihilate acid reflux. Lose weight. You can do it. It's time for change. It's time for health. Grab life. Turn from death. The chemicals in the air will only get worse. Clean your body now with Life Change Tea. Order online, getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or call us. Friendly operators are standing by. 928-308-0408. You've heard it. 928-308-0408. Getthetea.com. It works.
And we're back, ladies and gentlemen, moving right along here very quickly. We have a full line of callers, which I will be bringing up again, or bringing up here in just a minute, once I finish my thoughts here. Ladies and gentlemen, and particularly I'm speaking to those of you out there who may be taking this approach to the Holocaust in Gaza with an ambivalent or even with a supportive mood, as I've run into quite a few people today on the internet who have expressed the opinion that they're getting what they deserve. That's what happens when you lob rockets into Israel. You know, all the usual propaganda that we hear coming out of the mainstream media. This is taking place, ladies and gentlemen, because this religion of Judaism that I opened up tonight's discussion with, it is a religion that produces natural-born killers. That's what it boils down to. Natural-born killers. You are raised in an environment where your leaders hear voices in their head telling you to pick up your sword, pick up your M16 rifle, or to mount your Kiva tank or your F-16 and to go and drop bombs on these people, because this is what your forefathers did when they came out of Egypt and they came into the Promised Land. They killed everybody. You know, in the article that I wrote for this week's AFP, I quoted a section of an article that had been written by a Palestinian journalist, Khalid Amera. He wrote it last week, and he was talking about there was a street preacher, I guess you would want to call this person, named Daniela Wise. Obviously, she is a Jewish evangelist in the West Bank, and she is particularly prominent among the very ultra-violent settlers who are daily are beating up or shooting or stabbing innocent people, burning their homes down. And Khaled Amera quotes one of her street preaching sessions where she says, I quote, "Their lives," meaning the lives of the Arabs, "have no sanctity, and their property belongs to us. The Bible shows us the way we should be dealing with the Arabs. The Bible can't be wrong." And then Mr. Amera relates another story that took place where there was an American tourist in Israel recently who was having a discussion with an Israeli Jew about all the violence between the Jews and the Arabs. And this Jew asks the American, he says, "You're a Christian, aren't you?" And the American says, "Yes." And the Israeli Jew says, "Do you believe in the Bible?" And the American says, "Yes." And then the Israeli Jew says, "Well, then, you know that God ordered the ancient Israelites to wipe the Goyim off of from the Holy Land of Israel. If it was right then, why can't it be right now?" I guess what I'm getting at here, ladies and gentlemen, you know, there's an old saying, better late than never. For 2,000 years, at least 2,000 years, this thing has been sitting over there in plain sight for everybody to see. In plain sight. And it is this butchery vampire mindset that is cultivated in this religion known as Judaism, whatever you want to call it, Judaism, the Old Testament, the Torah, whatever you want to call it, six of one, half a dozen of the other. And until people understand what this religion does to people, how it robs them of their ability to discern right from wrong, it robs them of their humanity. It robs them of their conscience. And basically, for all intents and purposes, based upon how much exposure you have to it, it basically turns you into an animal. I would ask all of you out there listening to go and check the news and see how many Jews in America are protesting what's going on in the Middle East right now. How many of them are coming forth? Now, there are a few, and God bless them for doing it. I consider these people recovering Judaics, people who said, okay, I have the choice between following my conscience and speaking out on something I know that is wrong versus sticking with the tribe and keeping my mouth shut. I'm going to go the former route. I'm going to speak out against this thing because I know it is wrong. These are my heroes, people like Mordecai Vanunu, Brother Nathaniel Kapner. But in general, ladies and gentlemen, they are not to be found. And yet we're always hearing it from all the predictable corners. Well, not all Jews are bad. Okay, that's it for me, ladies and gentlemen. I will be bringing up your calls right after the break. Hope it wasn't too painful. We will be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Personal information should stay personal, but the growth of contactless ID cards, passports, and credit cards, and the proliferation of RFID has caused an increased threat to sensitive personal information, with the risk potential for RFID-enabled contactless cards to be read without your permission. Introducing Secure Sleeve and Secure Badge Holder products from Identity Stronghold. If you have a credit, debit, or transit card with a contactless smart card system, you need Identity Stronghold. If you have an employee ID, proximity card, you need Identity Stronghold. If you have a government employee PIV, CAC, or TWIC card, you need Identity Stronghold. If you received your passport within the last 2 years, you need Identity Stronghold. Identity Stronghold Secure Sleeve and Secure Badge Holder create a barrier to RF signals necessary to power and communicate with RFID-enabled smart cards and passports. Protect your personal information. Visit IDStronghold.com today or phone 800-610-2770 because personal information should stay personal.
Hi, this is Tommy John. I may not be pitching for the major leagues anymore, but that doesn't mean I don't like to stay active. But like you, I get those pesky joint pains that come with age. So I take GoFlex. GoFlex is the 1-2 punch to knock out pain. It has an FDA-approved cream to quickly relieve joint pain and a doctor-approved vitamin that will guard your mobility and flexibility. So if you're suffering from pains associated with arthritis or the aches that come with age, GoFlex will help you. I know firsthand what pain is like. Years ago, they did a surgery on my arm so famous that they named it after me, the Tommy John surgery. Today, I don't let joint pain slow me down, and neither should you. If you're suffering from minor aches and pains, even the kind associated with arthritis, try GoFlex, risk-free. Thanks to GoFlex, even at my age, I can still throw batting practice.
To order GoFlex risk-free, dial 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848. 800-362-5848.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
And we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're just going to cut right to the chase here because I've got a lot of people wanting to get on with us tonight. So let's go ahead and let's bring up our very own Jim from Texas. Jim, come on up. Jim from Texas.
Hello.
How you doing, Jim?
I read your column this morning. Very good. And I especially like Ray Goodwin's reply to your column. Did you bother to read that?
I did indeed. Ray is a man who they should take his wisdom and they should bottle it up and sell it as the cure for all of mankind's ills.
He explained in his short column there exactly the way I've felt my entire life about organized religion. That if that's your God, it's not mine.
That's exactly right.
Very simple.
Yeah, and you know what, Jim? It's come to me, it has dawned on me lately, that this is the reason why you have these nutty people, particularly out there in the Christian Zionist camp. You know, one of the things that the communists would do when they would torture people, they would break down the intellect by having people embrace two contradictory ideas at one time. Now, when you get a group of people who embrace the butchery, the rape, pillage, immorality of the Old Testament, and then try to make that up with the love and the compassion of the New Testament, what else can that do except produce insanity in these people?
Well, I kind of hesitate to call them these people. These are the most bestial people in the entire history of mankind. They've made a career for thousands of years whenever they get the opportunity to slaughter willy-nilly. No such thing as innocence, according to them.
That's right.
I mean, a grandmother or a two-week-old child. It makes no difference to them. There are no innocents to them.
No.
Because
their God, Yahweh, because their God Yahweh commands it. Jim, I hate to cut you so short, but I got a lot of people waiting online.
Okay, good.
All right, let's bring up John in California. John, come on up.
Mark,
how you doing? Yeah.
Hey, first time to talk to you. It's great. Love your writings. I was listening. I don't know how this all got started. Whether you know, they fire a rock into Israel. The first thing I think, well, how many Israelis got killed initially?
12 Israelis in the last. 12 Israel. The answer to your question, John, is that there have been 12 Israelis killed in the last 12 years.
Right, and then you know 100 times over Palestinians that are dead. You know, if
absolutely.
They're gonna, they want to defend themselves, okay, you want to fire a rocket back, fine, but not try to destroy the entire country. They did the same with Lebanon, where
absolutely.
They got laughed out of there.
Yeah, look at the places that they're bombing, John. They're bombing
right.
mosques, they're bombing hospitals, pharmacies. They're dropping bombs, coordinating this when school children are being let out of school. They bombed a graduation ceremony for Palestinian police officers. Now, you tell me if this is the actions of a, what we would call a light among nations, or is this just a group of natural-born killers getting off on butchery?
I think it's planned, Mark. I think they really know. You know, they just don't go and bomb and some hits whatever. I think some of that must be planned if what you said is true.
Well, I can't disagree with you. And, you know, my theory is, John, in addition to the fact that, you know, a vampire has to feed periodically. It has to go and he has to go and get his fix. I also think that what Israel has got in store here, you know, they got their hineys kicked out of Lebanon 2 years ago. This is a terrible psychological blow to them. And I think that this operation in Gaza, it's like beating up on an old woman who can't fight back.
Right.
You know, it makes you, and you come out of it basically victorious. You know, you throw a few punches and she's down on the ground. That fills you with a lot of confidence. Now you want to go beat somebody else up. I tend to think that this thing in Gaza, it is a preparatory step to boosting Israel's morale after they got chased out of Lebanon. Because they plan on going back into Lebanon.
That's my personal
theory.
Mark, look what also that, speaking of the West Bank, and this could be, well, they're talking about possible civil war, where you've got the settlers, they will not budge. And like you said, whether they're, you know, going after Arabs and that and, you know, beating up, shooting and all that, but they refuse to budge. If that starts a civil war in that, of course, I don't know, that maybe that'll just be a good thing and just... if Israel just annihilates itself with that, that'll be an interesting thing if that comes
to
pass.
The problem is, John, that you're dealing with a group of people whose mindset and whose military protocol is such that if it looks as if their precious little experiment in Jewish self-rule is going to go down, they're going to take the world down with them.
I know that.
Hate to cut you short, John, but I got a lot of calls.
Thanks, Mark.
Thank you. Okay, let's bring up, my good friend and confidant, Phil Turney, my co-host on the Liberty Hour. Phil, come on up. Phil Turney. All right, Phil is taking a break, so I'm going to bring up my other alter ego, and it is Hashem Talawi, with whom I co-host his show Saturday afternoon. Hashem. Okay, we lost Hashem, too.
Yes, I am.
Hashem. Well, you've
yes.
heard what I've had to say, buddy. What do you have to add to it?
I'm sorry, I did not hear you.
Oh, well, I don't know if you're just coming into the conversation now, but basically we're talking about the situation in Gaza and the fact that, you know, they have killed 300 people. There are 1,800 casualties, and as you pointed out on the show Saturday, that they timed this to take place when school kids were being let out of school.
Well,
they have bombed a mosque.
Yeah. Let me just make sure one thing clear. When people, you know, you read in the newspapers that 70% or 90% of those who were killed were security officers. The truth is, when you read the security officer, especially when they add Hamas at the end of it or the beginning of it, you think those are Hamas militia or something. Security officers, what Israel had bombed initially in the first couple of hours were police stations. And, of course, they called them security, Hamas security installations, which they were not. Now, okay. A police officer is different than a police officer, especially in Gaza, is basically what we call a police officer there is the normal, regular police who basically directs traffic and serves summons to court and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That's basically what these security officers were. They were not the people who supposedly were firing these silly rockets, which, you know, they basically now Israel is saying that they're doing this because they wanted to stop the rockets. Now, of course, we know better than that because, you know, just like the United States have used the myth that Saddam was a threat to the United States and to the whole world with his weapons of mass destruction. Actually, Israel is using the same mythology that Hamas rockets are basically who will destroy Israel. Of course, mm-hmm. this is nonsense, but most people in the world are basically, and especially if you watch Western media, you would think that Hamas rockets are about to destroy Israel. It is true. It's right now the tally is over 350 dead and close to 2,000 wounded now. Many people are still buried under rubble. We don't know what the tally is going to be when this is said and done. Now, just like in the Iraq war, there is an agenda. And the agenda, of course, I heard you mention a few minutes ago that Israel is trying to gain its reputation. That is one thing. Another thing, there is a huge shift up will take place in the Middle East. And unfortunately, some of these Arab regimes that are supposed to be the brethren of the Palestinians, they were, if they were not in on it, you see, the way I think of the Middle East is an occupied country. The whole, all these countries that you think of as Egypt and Saudi Arabia, the independent states, you have to understand where they came from. These states came with the colonial powers, the British and the French. That's where these countries came from. So they're still colonial powers, and colonial powers are still in control of these countries. So Egypt could not do anything because Egypt cannot do anything. When you're occupied, you cannot do anything. The United States is occupied by Zionists, and that's why United States government and president cannot do anything. Listen to what Obama had said. He said, in justifying what Israel has done, that if somebody's throwing rockets at my house while my two daughters are in it, yeah, I will do anything I can to take him out. But Obama did not ask himself a fundamental question. Was this your house you were in, or was it somebody else's house, mm-hmm. and they're trying to get it back?
Mm-hmm.
That's the fundamental question that Obama should answer, should ask himself. The house that you are in, is it your house, or did you kick somebody out and took over his house? Of course, the fact is the Israelis, the Jews who came from Europe, whom very recently, last September actually, a Russian archaeologist discovered their capital, their Khazar capital in around Khazaria or, you know, around Georgia, etc. So these people need to go back to Europe and let the Palestinians live in peace. But even with that, Mark, the Palestinians said, we can live with these people. We will live with these people. The Palestinians are not trying to kill the Israelis or the Jews or throw them in the sea, but the Israelis are trying to redeem the land because their God is telling them to go and burn everything, kill every woman, every child, go to the city, just like what it said in the Old Testament, go in there and kill everybody and uproot trees, etc., etc. Their God is the wrong God, and their God needs to examine itself.
Absolutely. And, you know, the thing that you brought up is very important. Because, you know, the Palestinians, when the Jews, you know, for example, when they were going through persecution in Russia and in other parts, and they started trickling into Palestine, the Palestinians welcomed them as refugees, gave them places to live, the typical Arab hospitality that is known all over the world. This is the way the Jews were treated. So this story that we have been treated to now for the last 60 years about how, you know, the Arabs, they wanted to throw the Jews into the sea and all the rest of that, that simply is not true. It began when the Jews started throwing the Arabs out of homes that they had lived in for hundreds of years and killing their women and children.
Definitely. And you're bringing up an excellent point there, because the Arabs and the Muslims, they are not prejudiced against Jews or Christians, because according to the Muslim religion, these two groups of people are also considered to be people of the book. And when Muslims say people of the book, that is the book of God, that these two religions are true religions of God. That's, of course, we're talking about the original Jewish religion and the original, you know, we're talking about Abraham and here. You know, we're talking about the Abrahamic religions, and we're talking about Jesus, the true message of Jesus. We're not talking about the Zionist Christians, and we're not talking about the Talmudists. We're talking about the true religious religions of God. According to Muslim religions, these are to be believed in, and these are to be respected. So when the Jews started trickling, like you said, to Palestine in the beginning of the 20th century, and actually not just the beginning of the 20th century, even in the middle of the 19th century when they started going there, they were, just like you said, they were welcomed, they were respected. And, you know, my own father lived in Haifa, and he even told me, he said that his neighbors, their neighbors were Jews, and there was, they played together, they lived together. So Muslims can live, and if we want to bring it back to Muslims in Spain got along with Christians and Jews, and Jews will tell you that their golden ages and golden time was during under the Muslims' reign. So Muslims don't want to kill Jews, and Palestinians don't want to kill these Jews. The Palestinians want to live in peace, but they want, you know, look at Gaza. Gaza has been under siege for the last 3 years. These people are hungry. These people are starving. These people are under siege where they can't even get medicine. Their hospitals are out of medicine, completely out of medicines. But yet Israel is going to take an F-16, few of them, or tens of them, and rain nothing but bombs on these hungry, starving people.
Unbelievable. Hisham, I know you only had a few minutes with us tonight, so if I need to cut you loose, just let me know. Besides, we got a lot of callers.
Well, very good. Go ahead and take the callers. I appreciate what you are doing and getting the word out, and good luck. Thanks.
Thank you. That, ladies and gentlemen, is one of my favorite human beings on the planet, Hisham Talawi. Check out his television show at currentissues.tv. You'll learn a lot listening to him. And he'll learn a lot listening to me. I had to throw that in, ladies and gentlemen, because Hisham and I have, we like to tease each other a little bit. Anyway, let's get right back to the calls here. Let's bring up Henry in Connecticut. Henry, come on up.
Hello.
How you doing?
Yeah, how you doing? I will tell you this, though. When the other caller, one of my favorite callers to hear, the guy from Texas, I'm trying to think of it, Jim from Texas, right? Gary.
Jimbus.
Yeah, he made talking about established religion, but I will tell you something, and I know this for a fact, because I'm one of them. Judaism nor Christianity was ever, ever the original or true religion of the people of Central and Northern Europe or Southern Europe, of the white race period. It was not. If you look in the history of the Celts and even before the Romans, the Romans were pagan, but they were kind of controlled by mystery people behind the scenes that were running Rome, who appointed the Senate. Their religion was the mystery Babylon religion. but that was a sort of a modification. But the real Italian religion before Rome really was the what they call the Etruscans. I think it's E-T-U-R.
Right.
Right, yeah. But even the Catholic religion, I think it was established after the fall of the Roman Empire, used by the Illuminati back then to, you know, have some religion to control, you know, the masses. As a matter of fact, even in this country, most of the stuff with Israel and everything, if you look at most of even the Freemasons even, most of them are people older than you and me, you know, the ones, most of them. I mean, there's some younger ones, like Obama could be one, but, and I'm younger than Obama, but most of them are much older than him.
Hey, Henry, hold that thought. We'll bring you up right after the break.
Okay.
Mike and Dave, don't go away. We will try to fit you in. Everybody stay tuned, and we will be back to finish up the last 5 minutes of tonight's show.
Personal information should stay personal, but the growth of contactless ID cards, passports, and credit cards, and the proliferation of RFID has caused an increased threat to sensitive personal information, with the risk potential for RFID-enabled contactless cards to be read without your permission. Introducing Secure Sleeve and Secure Badge Holder products from Identity Stronghold. If you have a credit, debit, or transit card with a contactless smart card system, you need Identity Stronghold. If you have an employee ID, proximity card, you need Identity Stronghold. If you have a government employee PIV, CAC, or TWIT card, you need Identity Stronghold. If you received your passport within the last 2 years, you need Identity Stronghold. Identity Stronghold's secure sleeve and secure badge holder create a barrier to RF signals necessary to power and communicate with RFID-enabled smart cards and passports. Protect your personal information. Visit IDStronghold.com today or phone 800-610-2770, because personal information should stay personal.
Hi, this is Tommy John. I may not be pitching for the major leagues anymore, but that doesn't mean I don't like to stay active. But like you, I get those pesky joint pains that come with age. So I take GoFlex. GoFlex is the 1-2 punch to knock out pain. It has an FDA-approved cream to quickly relieve joint pain and a doctor-approved vitamin that will guard your mobility and flexibility. So if you're suffering from pains associated with arthritis or the aches that come with age, GoFlex will help you. I know firsthand what pain is like. Years ago, they did a surgery on my arm so famous that they named it after me, the Tommy John surgery. Today, I don't let joint pain slow me down, and neither should you. If you're suffering from minor aches and pains, even the kind associated with arthritis, try GoFlex, risk-free. Thanks to GoFlex, even at my age, I can still throw batting practice.
To order GoFlex risk-free, dial 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848. 800-362-5848.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
And we're back, ladies and gentlemen, for the last 5 minutes of the show. Again, I want to thank my very good friend, Mike Piper, who is getting a well-deserved break tonight for asking me to be on for him. And anyway, Henry, go ahead and finish up your thoughts. I have kind of an emergency call here for somebody
I
need to pull up, so go ahead.
Well, anyway, I agree with what Jim was saying, but I'm not into Christianity anyway. I think they did it to restrict the people in different ways. And but I'll tell you this. I don't condone, let's say, what not all, but what some of the Waffen-SS, you know, men did during the war. but I don't know what they did, but I can understand why the people in Lithuania, Latvia, as well as Ukraine, as well as the Hungarians, as well as the Germans in Waffen-SS, and it was Waffen-SS in Ukraine, Latvia also, why they easily persuaded and coerced into doing what they did, because they saw these people as more or less kind of the enemy with they, you know, with communism. And all you have to do is look at what they do with every nation that they come into, and you get the same results. I mean, every place will look like Los Angeles and New York, basically. It is struggling to pay the rent, and...
Well, you know what, Henry? I hate to interrupt you, but since, you know, the Jews claim to be, you know, the people of the Old Testament, and that is their legitimacy... And they scream about anti-Semitism. Well, let me read to you what it says here in the Old Testament.
Okay.
Now, this is God speaking to the Israelites. And he says, "This very day I will begin to put the terror and fear of you on all the nations under heaven. They will hear reports of you and will tremble and be in anguish because of you." Now, unless I'm reading that incorrectly, that's anti-Semitism that existed thousands of years ago in these places where the Israelites went. So, and if the Jews today claim that the Old Testament is their, is the book that justifies them, then they shouldn't be complaining about it. Let them take it up with God. Anyway, Henry, I hate to cut you off, but I got a couple other calls. All right, let's bring up Carl in Montreal. Carl, come on up.
Hey, how are you doing today?
I'm
trying to keep this short, but I try to get a hold of Mr. Piper. I know, as I mentioned on the show before, that I've been locked up 18 months by immigration.
Right.
And now they moved me and put me in a detention center in Montreal. I'm doing a three-way call here. And now, because of me speaking out against such abuses in the Middle East, they have labeled me as a terrorist now. And, you know, I was hoping Mr. Piper was on today. And,
he's not, but Carl, I will make sure. Are you able to call American Free Press?
I have to call collect. I have Mrs. Fernandez here on the phone who did the call for me, but they have locked me up. The RCMP has arrested me, and now I'm at the River des Prairies Detention Center in Montreal. I can try to call collect to the American Free Press or get a three-way call or something.
Well, I will let Mike know. I doubt I'll be able to get a hold of him tonight, but I will get a hold of him first thing in the morning and make him apprised of your situation and tell him that he should be expecting a call from you.
Okay.
Yeah,
so I thought I'd update your listeners because I was a regular caller and I don't have access to call 800 numbers or make calls like I did at the immigration center, and they said I could be here a year awaiting trial.
Wow. Well, Carl, I'm sorry to hear that, particularly during the Christmas season. And like I said, I'll make Mike aware of this first thing in the morning.
Okay, thank you.
Okay?
Okay.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, sorry to the callers who couldn't get up. You know I did my best. There's the music indicating we are at the end of the show. Again, thanks to my good friend Mike Piper. Thanks to John Statmiller and all the folks there at RBN for giving all of us this opportunity to meet as we do every night. In the meantime, ladies and gentlemen, crack open your Old Testaments and read a little bit. And spread the word. Tell everybody that there is a plague that is consuming everything, and we need to get to the bottom of it. Take care. Have a good night.
Hello, my